Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Online at flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk and a special podcast as we confirm that we're going to be sponsoring Leah Middleton in her Cardiff Dragons debut season.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, likewise, super excited to have you guys on board and have you supporting this year. So yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, you'll have to come on if you're saying nice things like that. It's been quite a journey to play for Dragons in Cardiff, hasn't it? How did you, first of all, develop the love for the sport?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Obviously, originally came from Australia. So, trekked over here, God, coming up to 5 years ago now. So they all say time flies when you're having fun. Obviously, with Cardiff this year, super excited. I think it's going to be a new challenge. And yeah, just absolutely loving it so far. So can't wait to get started.
And you were born in Slough, weren't you? So you moved to Australia when you were young. Any memories of playing the game here initially or not?
No, unfortunately not. No, I moved there when I was quite young. And to be honest, I was quite late into the sport. I didn't start playing until I was 15. So yeah, I guess quite late to join, and definitely probably lacked a few skills against the other 15-year-olds over in Oz. So yeah, caught up. And then, just loved it ever since.
But there must have been signs there, because shortly afterwards, you were picked up for under 17, under 19 in the state team.
Yeah, you know what? It's really strange, because when I obviously started, I actually was terrible. I remember I actually went straight to goalkeeper, didn't get a shot down the other end at goal shooter, unfortunately. Still a little bit salty about it, but went straight to goalkeeper. And I remember I was so poor that actually the goal defence used to have to take the backline throw in, and I'd just stand under the post and wait for it to kind of be done. So I feel like it kind of all took off very quickly, and probably quite unexpectedly, more so to my family than myself. But yeah, I just feel like, yeah, I'm very grateful for the journey I've had, obviously experiencing netball over there, experiencing netball here in the UK, and most recently with Wales as well. So yeah, it's been quite a journey, but very, very thankful for it all.
A bit of time in the AIS as well, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit of time at the AIS as well, obviously in the Australian underage development squads. So yeah, obviously just to kind of experience their facilities and stuff like that. It's just such a great thing to kind of go into Canberra and having a little bit of time with the Australian underage development squads. Obviously such a great opportunity to see their facilities and just train with some really great athletes as well.
2018, you were at Firebirds.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to Gretel a couple of times on the podcast. You were around her, just being teammates as well. And we really need people like her in the sport, don't we, for as long as possible. Just that influence on other players, positivity and genuine care for others, really. I think I better stop now because I'm going gooey. What's Gret's like?
Gret is obviously, first and foremost, such a lovely human being. She would always look out for, us young ones at the time. She was really dedicated to try and improve everyone around her as well as herself. So, not only an amazing teammate and person, but, yeah, obviously such a formidable athlete as well. So to train alongside someone like her, I mean, you can't really ask for much more when you're trying to kind of break into the professional side of netball. So, yeah, extremely thankful for my time there.
Maybe spoke at the time, but what was that initial sign-in for Surrey Storm like, and that initial interest?
I mean, as much as I was obviously with the Firebirds for that 1 year, I obviously did quite a bit with them, through the age group sort of stuff. So, I was in and around that environment with the Firebirds for a good couple of years. And I think it probably took a lot of courage at the time to kind of step away from that. It was all I knew, and it was something that I was really comfortable with at the time. So to kind of come such a long way away from home and, take that kind of leap was quite difficult to start with. But You know, I absolutely love playing netball here in the UK. I really enjoy the Super League. You know, I feel like it's a really fierce competition that just seems to improve year on year. So, yeah, in hindsight, very, very happy that I did it. Very grateful for the experiences that I had. And, you know, hopefully with the league progressing the way it is, it'll just keep going up and up from here.
Were other clubs interested at the time you joined Storm? Or what was it in particular that Mickey said that thought, you know what, I'm going to give this my best shot. I'm going to spend some time over in the UK.
yeah, obviously Storm looked to be a really good club. And, you know, I think the work ethic was really evident from the get-go with Storm. So it's something that definitely drew me to them initially. You know, Mickey is obviously a player coach. It's something that's quite unique. So, yeah, was keen to kind of experience something new and fresh in terms of that. And also just the location, I guess. I have a little bit of family here and it was close by to them. So, yeah, it was kind of, you know, a double positive.
Yeah. 2024 has already seen you make your debut for the Feathers, number 222. How did that come about, and what was it like when Emily asked you? I mean, did you know that it was something that was possible?
You know, lots of people ask me this. It kind of all happened in a bit of a whirlwind, if I'm completely honest. Obviously made the decision to come to Cardiff Dragons this year with the Super League, and never did I think that I would make my debut for Wales, which, you know, is just such a privilege. My granddad was Welsh, but probably didn't quite put two and two together enough to realise that that gave me eligibility. So obviously when I found that out, yeah, was just extremely excited, super proud, and yeah, just so thankful that I was able to do that. You know, making my family, you know, at home, and the family that I have here, super proud. And actually the ones that live here in the UK all travelled a long distance to come and watch it. So it was a moment that, you know, I wouldn't trade for the world. It was just so, so special.
How are you finding Cardiff so far and the rest of those teammates? I've done so many of these podcasts, and just about everybody I speak to says every team needs an ear.
yeah, do you know what? Like, I absolutely love Cardiff. I feel like I've been welcomed with the biggest Welsh arms and the biggest Welsh hugs. So I feel extremely lucky. You're probably right. Every team does need an ear. She's funny. She referred to herself this morning at training as a bit of a Jack Russell. But secretly, she loves a cuddle, and especially from us taller ones. So, yeah, do you know what? I just feel so, so special to be a part of this group. And, yeah, really, really lucky that I've kind of landed myself in a really great group of people.
How's defence looking so far?
Yeah, I mean, we've got so much depth in that defensive end, so it is really exciting. You know, we've got some young talent in Nancy Cutie, who is an extremely athletic netballer. She can jump for days, super, super explosive. We've also got another defender, Lucy, who's great as well, you know, is an extremely dogged defender, super tenacious. And then we've got Jackie, who brings a little bit of that Aussie style, just fresh from the Suncorp League. So, yeah, just super excited to get going. And, you know, the amount of options that Jill has is just, you know, through the sky.
You're already making an impression on the CEO of Wales Netball, Vicky Sutton. Let's have a listen to what she says.
Lee is great. Do you know, I say about all the players, I never realise how tall they are until I'm stood next to them, and they're all so tall. They're so, so tall. Elle McDonald is taller than I thought she would be as well. So, you know, they're just an absolute presence on the court, and they work so hard. There's a group of them training with Jill, you know, doing extra sessions all the time, wanting to improve. And Leah's no different. You know, she's in the gym a lot. But they also hang out socially as well, which is really nice. So building those connections on and off the court is so important. Obviously, Jackie Newton's here now, so that completes the sort of our defence end. So the four defenders are really getting to know each other well and connecting with each other really well on and off court too. But Leah's great. You know, she's, like I said, she's doing a little bit of work with us as well. Just a brilliant attitude, and just seems to really love Cardiff already, and she's not even been here that long. Obviously, we found out she was eligible for Wales after she arrived, which was an amazing coincidence, and I promise it was a coincidence. So it's great to be able to have her in the Feathers as well and to get her first cap against the She Cranes not long ago. So look, all of them are doing a fantastic job, each and every one of them. You know, and the training partners and the training associates, they're all part of something really special here at Dragons this year that, you know, replicates the the Welsh Feathers environment as much as possible. Great to have it.
At Cardiff Dragons as well, I hear they've just started doing birthday parties as well. And that's just a couple of days too late because my birthday was the other week. So it's having birthday parties. It's about further connecting Dragons with the fans, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think Dragons probably in the past as well, but definitely this year make such an effort to connect with their fan base. You know, they're always looking to go that extra mile to make a connection with the people who support us. So, yeah, it's really exciting. And I think it just gives the opportunity for us as athletes to get out there and just, you know, see the people who are supporting us week in, week out. So, yeah, it's a good way to be able to have a chat and meet everybody.
Well, Leah, enjoy the season ahead and I'll see you for Dragons v Storm, but I've no idea why that game in particular. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.